So welcome back to part two of Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, live with Linda and friends. And as soon as we just respond to this response to Megan and the question about the wrap around the hips, where I'm going to show you a video of T-Touch for care for humans. So Megan, do you remember what you said by any chance, or does any about what you felt with the wrap on your around your hips?
That I think I said that I didn't feel the first time I did it, I was like, oh, this is gonna fix my back, you know, a little being over zealous, but I then, you know, I did it and did my feeding chores where I'm measuring out their supplements and such stuff, and with it wrapped around my hips, and you know, and then I probably didn't do it the next day. I did it a few times, but I didn't feel a lot. And I don't know what I guess I don't know what I might have felt or could have felt.
So what I would say, what I heard you say, that this time, last time you put it on, that actually, Jewel, I'll let you respond because it's, we don't know what we say. Jewel, go ahead.
Yeah. The word that stuck in my mind was constriction. That's not to me what my goal is. I don't know if that's what Linda was thinking, but when I've used it around my lower back, it's just there. Not stretched more than, you know, a tiny, tiny bit, just enough to kind of keep it in place, if even that, because I'm going to have clothing over it. Usually I usually put it between my, or under whatever my outer garment is.
Oh,
thank you, Jewel. So what I would, that's not what I heard. And this is a really valuable discussion. I heard you say that it was something like it felt supportive.
Yeah, like a hug.
Yeah,
really light hug. Temple Grandin. It was a little bit like a. Have you ever seen the movie about her?
Yes, I know.
I'm sure you know about her. And I mean, it's not like going in that box that she built. I mean, a genius that she is. But it was more about I'm looking for the effect that perhaps she got to some extent with that compression. And that's the word I think that you might have picked up on, Jewel, is compression. And it's not really like, if it's just like when we put it on the horse's neck, it's almost like we're just looping it over there. It's just something there, very light, and it's used, when you're using the wraps, the soft pliable, they're not really stretchy wraps, that they do just kind of sit there.
So let me clarify this. We all have different ways of using them.
Yeah.
I don't just lay the wrap on, except in the case of a dog, for instance, who has a neurological issue, or a horse who may have Lyme disease or something that is going on in the nervous system that makes them extremely reactive to any pressure. So I do put it on more than just laying it on. And the results that I find are, it gives me a sense of security and uprightness. I put it on over my shoulders in a way, and I've done it in a case where, oh man, I this come of all the times I've used it, this keeps coming back to me. I was 6 weeks teaching every single week for 6 weeks in Germany, and it was winter and it was cold. And I had a 1 day demo with 8 horses. I never take 8 horses and 100 people. And I thought, how am I going to get through this? I am just exhausted. And so I put a wrap on just so that actually I could feel it hold, supporting my shoulders back. And I, and you know, we say leave it on over 20 minutes. That's not my experience. I leave it on until you say, I don't want this thing. Or if you put it on and you don't like it, what's the point? You know, for me, you have to say, oh, that's interesting. Interesting. It gives me a new sense, a new relationship with my body. But I have to tell you, Megan, I never would expect it to change my back, because that has so many more things to do with so many more things than just putting a simple wrap on. It would be really, now there are times, and you may have heard these stories, and I'm about to contradict myself, because I remember putting it on a veterinarian, like in the 80s, and he had had a limp since getting an injury from a horse. For years, we'd had it. And we put the wrap on him, and he walked off and he wasn't limping. And when he took it off, he wasn't limping. I cannot explain that. I mean, that's certainly not what I would expect. It's one of the, like, what do they call it? Auslanders or something, Ausliers. But normally it's a feeling, wow, that's interesting. I mean, that, oh, I feel more upright. I feel, and what I heard you say, I felt my pelvis more. I thought that I heard you say that. And what I thought in that instance, because when we're in pain, we disconnect. We're out of our body. We're not present in the body. And when we can say, wait a minute, now I forget the words you said. It gives me, I can feel my hips. That for me gives an opportunity to the intelligence of the body to kick in and help to shift whatever that is, that lack of communication between the cells not functioning, I don't believe, with the same amount of light that would be ideal if we were not feeling pain. So I think you maybe have, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, words, it's so difficult, isn't it, to explain what we really mean.
That was pretty good, I must say.
I'll tell you the opposite is when I went, I had a person in an advanced training. Marnie, just 1 second. Thank you. Or I might forget this. I had this person in advanced training. She hadn't been to a training for years. It was in Cincinnati. And she just came to say hi to me. And I was asking how it was going. And well, she had this client and the dog absolutely could not accept a wrap. Wouldn't let it. And I said, so what are you doing? And she told me, and I said, well, have you put it on like lightly? No. Like she was in total denial. And I was really interested. And it was like 5 minutes away, this dog was from where the training center. So I went over with her. This was a Weimaraner, a young female, and they're really sensitive. I mean, Weimaraners are, their nervous systems are so wonderfully sensitive. And she had this thing on tight. I mean, I would have hated it like that, not even for 5 minutes. And so of course she hated it. And that's the kind of dog I would just do T-touches with a wrapped up wrap on it, you know, let her put food on it, let her sniff on the ground, maybe lay it over her shoulders because her nervous system couldn't take it. And those are things that, yikes, that's not easy to understand. Okay, we just lay it on. Is that enough? For me, no. So Marnie, okay. When except in these cases, right? So Marnie.
Well, what you just said, I think it was Robin said recently, when you get a dog like that, you start them like you would a cat. And that's not what I was going to talk about, but I thought that was such a great way of understanding when you had a dog or any animal that's sensitive. If you think the way you would start a cat with a wrap, that helps. You kind of realize how you really have to back down, because I work a lot in shelters and it's nothing but pit bulls. Well, you know, that's what shelters have. And, you know, we just can't start like that. It's a total waste of time, but because you don't need to. But that's, you know, there's differences, obviously. And an Oriental breed is not the same as putting it on a pit bull, I can tell you. But anyway, what I was going to say about the wraps was it's the Temple Grandin kind of thing could be more for emotional and for people too, is that you might have it tighter. There's so much variation. And if it's physical pain, that's a whole different thing. And then it made me think about when we're riding and we use them on clients. And I started thinking that maybe the difference is also that when you put a wrap on somebody that's on a horse, they're no longer supporting them. I mean, the horse is doing part of the support, and it's kind of interesting how that would work. But it immediately, people love it when you put it on them when they're riding, because it's kind of like it can teach them to float, so that they can, you know, they can feel the horse, and the horse loves it too. And it really shows up. And the pressure on that, I think that's a great way of experiencing the different ways with wraps, is that something when they're riding a horse is entirely different than, and maybe that would be the same as wrapping for a long distance truck driver, because he's driving, he's not supporting himself. I think there must be a difference there. But the pressure with horsemen, maybe it's horse people take a little more pressure.
I think that's true.
Yeah, maybe that's it too. But it's amazing the differences in how you use them, and the different animals, and they have to tell you. And they will, you know, they will tell you. And people too, of course, people can actually articulate it. But there's such a wonderful world of wraps to be explored for helping yourself and your animals. They're a miracle.
They can be. Or
yeah. Well, okay, but maybe explore further if it's not working.
Well, I'll tell you when it doesn't work. Is if this happened with one of my most intelligent friends, and she started having major surgeries when she was 3 years old, and she's had them. Like, she's really super sensitive. I don't know how she functions, because she's a professor and teaches, you know, she's an amazing person. So she went to a training in Germany, and it was a huge training, and people were just experimenting with the wraps. And somebody put it on her, and she said she didn't like it, please take it off. And they really pushed her to keep it on. And she wound up in the hospital. So because they had it on her tight and she couldn't take it. Her nervous system could not stand that restriction. And there can be a lot of reasons for that. If you have had multiple major surgeries, you do not feel in control of your body. And anything that would put you in that restricted thing, you just can't. If we haven't been there, it's pretty hard to imagine how terrifying that would be. And so it is really wise, Marnie, to look at these, as you're saying, look at the different requirements of different populations, you might say, like horse people. I mean, if they're real horse people, you know, and work with horses all the time and work all day and never have any time for themselves. They don't feel their bodies. So laying something on you, don't think it would work. So anyway, thank you for that. And so Megan, I think you're expecting something that will not happen with reps.
Okay. So I will just go for what might happen. It was going to happen.
If you feel, oh, that feels supportive to me.
Yeah.
Then ask yourself, is that useful or not?
Yeah. Okay.
No. That's, yeah. And try different. You may be a person who likes less, and you may be a person likes a little higher, a little lower, you know, mm-hmm. or a little more contact. So I don't ever, I don't give another story, another side of this story of just lay it on, because our language just isn't adequate for really explaining what we're talking about unless we have examples, right? So Teresa.
Linda, could I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
The thing about a wrap is it can be enough for it to be supportive. It doesn't mean it has to fix anything. Just being supportive for a few minutes in the day, maybe, you know, and then the next, you know, whatever, to give a feeling of possibilities. But the fact it doesn't fix anything doesn't mean that it isn't worth. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it very well, but there's a difference.
You are saying it. And I don't believe anyone has ever heard me saying that you're going to fix something with the wrap.
Right.
The reason I say that is like, it gives more confidence to an animal. It gives them the safety of feeling if it's not restrictive, if they don't have a neurological, if they don't have a medical condition. I've seen it. I put it once on a dog in Germany who they could not figure out what was wrong with this dog. I mean, for me, it could have been Lyme disease. It was totally, you know, very difficult. And I put that wrap on just the easiest way. And I could see there's no way with the lightest contact that it's going to help this dog in this situation. There were a lot of people, there was a lot of stress, not appropriate. So sometimes you think, wait a minute, it's definitely not for every situation and every person. So thank you for this discussion though, because I think it's important because, you know, we hear, wow, it's really, oh, I feel more upright. I can lift my legs more readily. Things like that. Yeah. Teresa.
Listen to all these situations with wraps. I have to say I love them and I took it to me now. And I just put it, look at me, I put it on my shoulder. And I tell you, while I put them, my shoulder before I put it really says, oh yes, it's that nice feeling, groovy feeling coming on my body. And really, you know, when you are in the kitchen and you, what you call that, when you are cooking, you have a, I don't know the word in English actually, but to protect your clothes, you put that and then you close it behind. And try just, eh?
An apron.
Okay. So anyway, my body, when I do this, remember what I did many times before. And every time I put it, it's the same feeling of whatever it is at the moment. We can give a name, as you said, Linda, it's not really easy to give a name of what we do feel. I would say now I just feel groovy. It is a help.
And I wish I had put it on earlier because I forgot. Oh my God, my body needs it so much.
I work a lot with the wraps. And usually when I show it to somebody, I show it on me. And as I am feeling already this situation, they look at me and say, do you want to try? And it is, you know, with the mirror neurons, is a taste mirror neuron. It's really just feel it. Just, it's like a touch, a continuous touch. And as we know, the touch is 1 or 3 seconds. And here we have 5 or 10 minutes. It's moments, it's not minutes. So that's what I just wanted to share.
Well, that's really important, because now I wish I'd been sitting here with it on the whole time. So the next time, let's bring wraps again and play with them with just some simple ways, because we haven't done it for a long time. Actually, next week, I have to pick up my godson at the airport. And so I'm hoping that I think Debbie's going to be with you, and I will have her do wraps. So bring your wraps the next time. Oh, and this, and see, I want that much stretch. There's no stretch. There's just laying it on. So I want about like this. And anyway, let's thank you for that. Oh, you've got one on you right now, right? How does it feel?
It goes on.
Oh, yes, you too. Oh, look at you on your head. I love it. Yeah. Yep, you have a head. Wonderful.
Who's got it on their head? Well, that's a good idea. I love it on the head.
And around the neck.
Yes.
I think we have to be curious to try to look. It's, nothing can be wrong, but it's just amazing what we can do with that. We can put it all over, and then they can't hurt, they can't be, isn't it? Because we do it with the intention of just look what is going to happen. And nice, I like your color, Linda. It's a nice color.
Right, I like it too. I'm just playing with it. The thing, I'll tell you what it's doing for me. I am so far out of my body. That's not even funny. And just playing with it like this, it gives me a sense of my brilliance of my body. Thank you. If we hadn't had this discussion, I would have not even thought of it. So let's, Kirsten, are you ready to turn this on to screen share? Oh, I'm going to.
Yes, one second.
Okay, so this is from one of our in-person celebrations that we did. I think it's 2012. And this, I'm showing a video of work that I did in Soweto with caregivers HIV positive. And they were using it, you'll see, for themselves and so for their clients. So let's go ahead and turn this on.
To be able to have all of you share this work with family and friends, and many of you with clients, and use it for yourselves, because what's happened with the spreading of T-Touch for you is we have seen through your feedback, through writing to the newsletter, through sharing your stories to the Yahoo group, and through more than 1,500 formal case studies that we that had to be turned in for the 3-year certification term training in Germany. What we have found is that this work is very profound. And what we found in Germany, for instance, is we had about, I think, 18 or so professional health caregivers in the three-year certification course, physical therapists and massage therapists, medical people. And what we found is that in the cases of lymph drainage, for instance, which is a big thing in Europe, that T-Touch is actually more effective. And in the case of one of our physical therapists, in her practice, her boss would actually give the chronic pain people to her for a T-Touch. And what we are getting in the reduction of pain, long-standing pain in people, is very remarkable. And we are, you know, we're going to have to do more research on this. Cecilia Lender is coming late tonight, and she's going to be talking about the research that she did and reporting on the very measurable changes in blood pressure and pulse that she got from the very simple stuff that she did. And so what we found is the self-help. I think the reason that I decided to...
Oh, Kirsten, hold on a second. Kirsten,
yes.
Do you realize the video is not playing?
It is on my end.
It's not here.
Oh, you have to tell me.
So, I was trying to think, wait a minute, I don't have this long.
Didn't hear any of the talking?
We heard the talking. We don't see anything except a screen that says purple with T-Touch for you. But what you have to do to screen share, you have to hit the share and the tone over on the left.
I had that.
Okay, so something isn't working. Did you hit share again?
I just stopped. Let me find it again. Let me start all over. You guys are funny.
You don't have to start all over. It's pictures, photographs of the caregivers.
No, there were no photographs. It was just you standing there and moving your hands a little.
Okay, because what I saw before, it showed the picture. So keep going, because we only have 15
minutes. That's much later.
Oh, okay.
And what we found in Germany, for instance, is we had about...
Can you see you moving now?
So professional, yes. Health caregivers in the three-year certification.
I will not
course,
make it big then.
Physical therapists and massage therapists. Medical people. And what we found is that in the cases of lymph drainage, for instance, which is the big thing in Europe, that T-Touch is actually more effective. And in the case of one of our physical therapists, in her practice, her boss would actually give the chronic pain people to her for a T-Touch. And what we are getting in the reduction of pain, long-standing pain in people, is very remarkable. And we are, you know, we're going to have to do research on this. Cecilia Lender is coming late tonight, and she's going to be talking about the research that she did and reporting on the very measurable changes in blood pressure and pulse that she got from the very simple stuff that she did. And so what we found is the self-help. I think the reason that I decided to focus on the self-help for ourselves and within our families is that this is something that is really easy that we can all do. And so last night, we pulled up a few really, for me, really inspirational pictures that I want to share with you. And the first one, two little girls in the first grade in Switzerland doing ear touch on each other. And their teacher just learned to do T-Touch for her horse. She's a teacher. And these children were children who were a little withdrawn, didn't smile easily. They were completely changed when she started showing them ear work and tarantulas, because the interaction, the social connection and contact, and the excitement about learning was very much stimulated. And she started doing this T-Touch on the ear work and tarantulas, if you can show the next picture, after they did a hard lesson in first grade. But the kids decided they wanted it before. And so this is a before, and these two little boys were two little boys that when they started doing this in the class, the one little boy on the right never smiled. He was very introverted, very serious, and he started smiling when they started doing the touches. So I was just really inspired. It's on a little bit of this is on our website that Carol has put up, and you've read it some of it in the newsletter. Now, 3 years ago, one of our practitioners from Eugenie's training, who is a physical therapist, decided to take the work into Soweto in South Africa. And most of you have heard of Soweto. It's an awesome experience to go from these kids in Switzerland to Soweto. If you could switch to the next slide. So I guess it's 3 years ago now. She took the work and did a half-day workshop with two practitioners with this group of caregivers in, this is in the Lawley settlement. And this woman, I wish I could hug her here, bring her to you. This is Cynthia. She's HIV positive, has been HIV positive and on medication for over 15 years, is a caregiver. All of these people were caregivers and they wear these t-shirts with pride. Because with the medication and with as much, when you say healthy eating, it's not really something possible, but the best they can do, they are alive and they're well and they're functioning and they are caregivers to people who aren't. So we went in the second year and we did ear work with them. And let's look at the next slide. And I got to give her a Zulu hug, which is just such a treasure. And here they all are. These are all caregivers. And this is Sue Bailey, who took this work to them the first time. And this is doing inchworm on them. And they were going to, our intention was to give this to them, to give to their people they were caring for. But what they actually wound up doing in the year between our visits was using it to help each other. And we all know how just a little bit of inchworm and a little bit of lick of the cow's tongue can make such a difference within a few minutes. So let's go to the next slide. So we decided that when the Tea Touch for You weekend that Eugenie organized last year in Johannesburg, we decided with the, of course, the inspiration of one of the companion animal practitioners who teaches filmmaking at the University of Johannesburg, decided to make a film for these children who are come each day. There are 50 orphans, approximately 50 to 60, who come for their one meal a day. And many of them are alone at home because they've lost all of their family. They don't have any relatives. Some of them are literally alone. Some of them have relatives. So we are gathered together here to, and this on the left here is Sam or Samantha. And Toto, and this is a little dog who has a little bandage around his neck. And so all of these children gathered together to see how they could help their dogs with T-Touch, to put a little bandage on them, and how they could help themselves. And a film is being made, an educational film, because let's go to the next slide. As you all know, this is showing, actually starting to show the ear work on the dog. And then the next slide, what we did was show them how to do a heart hug. And this is what I'm calling this, many of you have practiced now when you put one hand over the other and you do an abalone circle. And we were for many years doing a circle with a python lip for a deep breath. But last year, in Tea Touch for You, Christina, one of our, Martin, who is a doctor from Vienna, she said that what she teaches her dog clients, because she also teaches companion animal work, she just does a simple circle and a stop at 9. And I started doing that because it's so much easier. And I'd like you just to try the simple circle and a quarter and stop at 9. And then take a very deep conscious breath. and make another slow circle and a quarter and a deep breath. And the next time you do this, add to the breath a feeling, a visualization of feeling something that makes you feel really wonderful. And take that deep breath. And that additional feeling that makes you feel wonderful is part of the HeartMath Institute Transforming Stress. And what we've done is add the circle to it, because if you simply close your eyes when you're stressed, and take a deep breath and think of a wonderful feeling, it's very helpful. And if you add our heart hug to it and take this deep breath, what happens is that we come back into the body and we're connected again. How many of you have used this when you felt stressed? Quite a few of you. I'm telling you, the next time you feel out there and you feel stressed, you can simply turn your back a little if your company will think you're crazy. And do two or three of these, what I'm now calling heart hugs. And take the deep breath with the visualization of what makes you feel wonderful. And I believe this is one of the things that I want Robin Bernhardt to actually measure the EEGs this in the next 2 days. With that particular touch to see what happens, because I believe we're going to see some real changes. So we taught the children to do this heart hug when they are afraid, when they're hungry, when they are feeling in a place of being alone, so that they're not alone. And what we did, they all got stuffed animals, so they could practice on their stuffed animals. And that they could take their stuffed animals home to sleep with them. Now, we did tarantulas, which they loved and really got into, as you can imagine. And then we switched, because our next, then we did ear work, and we taught them all the ear work. We showed them the ear work on the dog. And again, if they're hungry, if they're cold, because it gets cold there at night, if they're cold, if they are alone, anything. We taught them to do just the simple things, heart hug, tarantulas, and ear work. That was it. And then we had a big celebration, because that was the day of, I forget what you call it, Ron, do you remember? The big holiday. And they greeted us. We expected to have 25 people there. We had about 130, and we fed them all after. And then I did this Zulu dance, which was really fun with them. And then I'd like the next slide, please. They really wanted to be with us. And this is Phyllis, who came up with the inspiration. She's the filmmaker. She teaches the filmmaking, and she's the one who came up with this concept. And the film is now being worked on, and they hope to have us the first version by Christmas. And I'd like to put a little bit of that on our website.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted you to see this, because I think we can send, love to this man. Taught these children how to use bottle caps. This is making the HIV, because they really want to recognize it, and they teach that it's about nutrition and medication. And they make all kinds of things for sale, from broken bits of glass, cigarette butts, phenomenal art from cigarette butts and little branches and things. And I just thought this is really wonderful to see how creative they are and what they did. And the next slide. Actually, this is with the organization called CLAW, Community-Led Animal Welfare. And the reason that all that started with the children, and also he's a veterinarian from, I think, Zimbabwe. I met with them at the center where they take the dogs from all over the communities in Soweto, and they stay and neuter as part of the program. And then they help them, they give them collars, they teach them about nutrition. And what happened when Cora Bailey started doing this program to help animals, she realized she couldn't just do the dogs, that she had to help the people. And so she has gone in and she's shown them how to plant gardens, so they have greens now, in this, I forget what it's called, you know, they make a circle of a meter across with one Coke bottle with 20 holes in it, one Coke, 20 ounce Coke bottle, waters those greens for a week, because water is a big problem in Sweatshop. And so she took the work also to the people. And that's one of the reasons that we are there with these kids and also with the help. If you could give me the next slide.
It's the last one.
And the last slide are all these guys in here, guys and women, doing Lick of the Cow's Tongue. How many of you have done Lick of the Cow's Tongue with a friend or a family member or another practitioner when you're tired? Anybody done it? It's a wonderful thing to do. And it really is great in a group because, you know, it got everybody touching the Africans with the whiteies. And it was really a great experience. The fundraiser that we're doing is going to send money to them. And I just pulled a bunch of things that I thought, instead of waiting until I die to give these to friends, we'll pull some funding things out and we're going to be sending the proceeds to this group. Now, what I would like to do is remind you of some of the ways that you can help yourself. And it's just kind of a little review. How many of you use the ear work on yourself, family, or friends? Lots and lots of people.
Kristen, can you stop, please? Thanks. So I'm going to stop this right now and have you remember this and ask that it be shown next week. And boy, remembering those days and the incredible possibilities of helping those people, it was really great. And you know, that it's fascinating for me because that is where I came from. What we now call, it's called the coiled python, which is with your hand, you know, on your heart, like we do on your heart chakra. So it's what used to be one circle and a quarter, and at nine, I have to show you so you can see what I'm doing. Sorry. So it's, oops. So it's one circle and a quarter to nine, and then you go straight up and breathe, and just a slow release back to where you started. That's what we call the coiled python. We do it, you know, on the arms, on the legs of people and their animals. And I just realized that is the inspiration of Soweto that brought me to this exactly 1 1/4. And it's at 5 degrees short of 1 1/4 that is the golden spiral, or that golden schnitt that is in all of nature. And I am certain that that is part of the reason that we're able to release pain and fear like we do. So one of the things that you'd heard here over and over is ear work. And it's thanks to the Germans who really like precision, who came with the idea, wait a minute, ear work, like, what is that? But if we call it ear T-touch, you recognize, oh, what, that's something specific, because the work doesn't tell you what we're doing. So that's why we've really changed on this stuff that we do. And we pay attention to the quality of the words that we use that helps to describe the circle. So I'm going to leave you because I have to go and find a used high chair at one of these Goodwill places. They have I'm going to a place that has like 7 rooms full of stuff that's donated. And you can all hold the intention that I will find a high chair for Henry. And I send you all much love, and I'm going to miss you next week, but I know that you're going to have a really wonderful time, and I'd like to show you this self-care video and then the wraps next week. Blessings to you all, and thank you so much. for sharing this time with us. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, aloha.
Look at this. This is such a pleasant. Oh my God, what a great cat.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Ciao, you all. Enjoy your wrap.
Ciao.
Ciao.